USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Two people are injured after a shooting near the Denver Nuggets championship parade. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas said it was not related to the parade, though.
I understand that there were people that were leaving from the downtown area when this incident occurred, and we had a black male firing a weapon, striking two individuals. We believe that this was a targeted incident.
A crowd of hundreds of thousands gathered in Denver Thursday to celebrate the franchise's first NBA title. At least 15 people are dead after a very serious crash in the Canadian province of Manitoba. The CBC reported that it was between a semi-trailer truck and a handy transit vehicle, which is for those with limited mobility. One witness described the scene to CBC News as shocking. Wildfire smoke from Canada has been blanketing the U.S. upper Midwest, and now it's moving again.
National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Gogol says the smoke will linger for a few more days.
At least through the end of the work week here and maybe into the very first part of the weekend.
The wildfires in Canada have resulted in record levels of air contamination in Minnesota's Twin Cities, with the air quality index reaching a level never seen since records have been kept. Forecasters say the smoke is heading east. It's not expected to be as bad as last week. I'm Dave Collins.
The U.S. Supreme Court could soon rule on two major cases as it heads into the final stretch of its current session. Lisa Taylor has more.
The High Court heard arguments in February over two cases challenging President Biden's plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student loan debt for eligible U.S. borrowers. The justices could issue a ruling on the cases as soon as Friday. Meanwhile, the court may also rule on whether colleges can consider race in admissions decisions. The court in 1978 declared affirmative action is lawful and has since reaffirmed that holding. I'm Lisa Taylor.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Army soldier from Ohio now faces decades in prison for trying to help kill fellow soldiers. Allison Wyant with more.
Accused of betraying his country. Cole Bridges of Stowe, arrested in 2021, accused of trying to provide material support to terrorists. After he joined the Army in 2019, Bridges, stationed in Georgia, began communicating online with an FBI agent who was posing as an Islamic State supporter. Bridges then allegedly gave that undercover agent advice on how to ambush American troops in the Middle East, sending information on U.S. military maneuvers and how ISIS fighters could defend against the attacks. He has now pled guilty in federal court to terrorism charges and faces up to 40 years when he is sentenced in early November. I'm Allison Wyant.
Several companies are vowing to end surprise junk fees following pressure from the Biden administration.
They're a matter for working folks like the homes that I grew up in, and they can add hundreds of dollars a month and make it harder for families to pay their bills. I think it's just wrong.
President Biden announced Thursday Ticketmaster parent company Live Nation and SeatGeek agreed to commit to show all fees up front for ticket purchases starting in September. Mercedes-Benz is adding ChatGPT to its vehicles. The sophisticated AI will be able to have natural conversations. The feature will be available to 900,000 customers who have the Mercedes-Benz infotainment system. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get the best podcasts at usapodcasting.com.
USA News, I'm Lance Fry.
USA News on demand.
On demand.
Doug Steffens.
The Good Day Download.
The Doug Steffens Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
War.
All right. Way out of the room.
Into the paranormal.
Into the paranormal.
On demand.
Get it all on demand. Anytime. USApodcasting.com. USApodcasting.com.